Pharisees on Facebook by Ryan Duncan. Read by Sean McAvoy. John 13, 34 and 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. I have a friend who loves starting debates. Every once in a while, he'll post an article or question on his Facebook page, then send out a request asking people to share their thoughts. These questions can cover every topic from politics to pop culture, and typically generate good discussion. There was one post, however, where things got pretty grim. It all started when my friend posted an article about a group of Christians who went to a gay pride parade holding signs that read, "We're sorry for how the church has treated you." Personally, I was pretty touched at the article, but as you might expect on such a hot-button issue, not everyone felt the same way. It didn't take long before the whole discussion exploded into a big, honking argument, and I remember leaving the thread in disgust, both by what others had written and how I had responded. The most unnerving part, however, happened 3 days later when I picked up my Bible and read a passage where the Pharisees interrogated a man Jesus had just healed. Then they asked him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered, "I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Then they hurled insults at him and said, "You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from." The man answered, "Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." To this they replied, "You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?" And they threw him out. John 9, 26 through 34. We like to think we are different from the Pharisees. But the truth is, we're not. The Pharisees were the religious elite of the day, but they were so full of pride at their own self-righteousness, they could not even see the work of Christ when it was literally standing right in front of them. Instead, they argued and hurled insults at their enemy, a man who had done them no harm at all. I hate to say it, but that sounds a lot like me sometimes. As Christians, we must remember that everything we say and everything we do reflects the presence of God in our lives. If we respond to others with cruelty, should we be surprised when their perception of Jesus is twisted? But if we respond in love, then perhaps they'll begin to understand how Christ sees them. So ask yourself, how does the world see Christ when they look at you? Intersecting faith and life. Are you loving others the way Christ has loved you? Consider your actions. And for further reading, check out John chapter 9.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.